Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Bavaro.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Lynch Mob. By far the wickedest travesty on justice is the lynch mob. And when crafty men inflame others to the point of lynching an innocent victim, then the travesty becomes atrocity. There was, for example, in the 1870s, the case of George Keel in the frontier town of Cattle Crossing. As our story opens, a hard-looking man, one Tim Ritter, is sitting at a corner table in the town's only cafe.
Getting dark. Almost time for Harold's Medrin to show up. Who blazes is he?
Oh, I was just wondering where you was, Al. Sit down.
I got here as quick as I could, Tim. Took me a little time to get them hombres to agree to storm the jail.
Why?
Two or three of them didn't believe that George Keel killed that storekeeper.
They didn't, huh? I suppose you told them you and I killed him and then robbed the store.
Keep quiet, Tim. Somebody might hear you.
All right. Go on with your story, Hal.
Well, I finally got them to believe in Keel killed the old man. They'll be ready when we are.
What about the sheriff?
I got him myself. Sneaked into his house and gun-whipped him from behind. He's tied, gagged, lined in his bedroom. Won't give us no trouble.
You got men posted at each end of the street, too?
Yeah. Don't worry, nobody will get through. Hey, we better get going, Tim. Get this over with.
Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah, it's pretty hard luck for George Keel that we convinced the sheriff he killed and robbed the storekeeper.
Yeah. Pretty hard luck for him, too, that he happened to walk into the store right after we... after the murder was committed.
That's right. All right, boys, let's go.
Stay in the town of Cattle Crossing, Cisco. We make the camp outside.
Well, how would it be if we stop and buy some food, Pancho, and then we...
Pancho, like that.
Oh, wait a minute, amigo. Let me finish.
Oh, excuse Pancho, Cisco. Pancho hear about food, you know.
See, I know. And when you hear about food, you cannot contain yourself.
Can't contain food, though.
Oh, of that there is no doubt, Chico. But it is going to be a fine, clear night, Pancho.
Fine, clear night.
Let us buy some food.
Yeah.
Right on through the town.
Uh-huh.
Make our camp by the creek.
And then we eat.
Si, Chico, then we eat. And sleep out under the stars.
It's good, Chico.
Si.
Nothing in the town of Cattle Crossing we want to see anyhow, huh?
Oh. We know no one in the town, Pancho, although we have been through here once or twice before.
Uh-huh.
So, I see no reason to stop.
All right, you hombre, stop them horses right where you are.
Who that, Chico? Who that, huh?
I have no idea, Pancho. Devil.
Ho, 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 ho.
Who are you two? Where are you going?
Before we answer your question, senor, just who are you and these hombres with you?
Never mind who I am. Bring them horses yours around and ride back the way you come.
There's a lot more hombres up the street, Chico.
Si. Are you the sheriff or a deputy?
Hey, did you call him Cisco?
Yeah, Pancho call him Cisco, because that is name, Cisco.
Ah, the Cisco Kid.
Hey, hombre, the Cisco Kid.
What is going on up the street?
That's none of your business, Cisco. Now, look, we got our guns right on you, see? Either you turn around and ride back,
please, Cisco,
or you'll wish you had.
Ride them down, Pancho. Up to
the
house.
Hold on, Cisco! We get away from those hombres, Cisco. But what about all those hombres ahead of us? Oh, sound ugly to Pancho.
Si, Chico, they are ugly.
They go for the jail, no?
Si. Let us get over there quickly, amigo. Unless I am greatly mistaken, that is a lynch mob.
reason to hold back now. Ain't nobody in that jail going to stop us.
Break down the door!
That's the stuff. Break down the door. Joe, you and Alan lay hold of that log. Get some more of the boys to help you. All right. Now swing her against the door. One, two, three! That's your way. One more will do it. Get everything you got. Now we're in. You, Mike, go on ahead with that lantern. There's Keel. There's a killer in that cell. Yank them bars loose, boys. We'll get them. Come on, everybody. Lay hold. That's it. Now drag him out of there.
Wait a minute. What are you hombres going to do?
You'll find out what we're going
to
do.
You got no right to break in this jail. You got no right to take me out of here.
Oh, we ain't, huh? Well, just now we ain't standing on rights, killer. Out with him, boys.
Come on, bring him out.
Well, my brothers, señores, I do not know your reason for doing this, but I do know that many of you will be sorry when your anger has passed.
Get out of our way, stranger.
I would like to talk with all of you first. What has this prisoner done?
He killed the storekeeper in this here town, if it's any of your business.
Yeah, that's what he did.
That's not true, stranger. I got there right after it happened. I admit it looked kind of bad, but I swear I didn't kill him. I never killed anybody.
Well, you sure ain't going to have a chance to kill anybody else. Come on, boys.
Yeah, let's get it. Come on. Not yet, senores. Hear what I have to say. Even if these prisoners had killed 4 men or 400 men, he still would not deserve to be lynched by a mob. The law will take care of him, whatever his crime.
Now, look, you. I ain't going to stand for no more nonsense. You understand?
Nor are we going to stand by and watch you do something you will regret for the rest of your lives.
That's the way to talk, Cisco. You listen, hombre.
Get Cisco, kid, boy. The blasted sidewinder. Ride this horse into me. Get him.
Cisco, get him.
Draw your guns, Pancho.
I just draw the gun.
There you are. Every one of you. First one who tries to draw...
Now, Cisco! No!
We'll get just what you got, hombre.
Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you?
Not will, hombre. Did.
All right. Let the prisoner go.
Not by a jugful, I won't.
My next bullet will come closer, hombre. Take your hands off that prisoner.
Yeah, sure.
My horse can carry double. Line up behind me.
I sure will, stranger.
Steady, Diablo. Steady.
Oh, I'm giving you fair warning. If we ever get our hands on you and your partner, we'll string up for this.
That's right. How about it, boy?
Perhaps you'd better get your hands on us first. Once more, do not reach for a gun. Any of you. Back, Diablo. Back.
Which way we ride, Cisco?
Back the way we came, Pancho, to the nearest town.
Now, hop, Diablo. Hop.
Beat you up good, Hals. What's the idea of letting that Cisco kid get through?
What's the idea of letting him get through?
Yeah.
What's your idea of letting him take George Keel right out from under your nose? There's 12 of you and only one of him.
No point arguing about it. Thing is, we got to get Keel back again.
And get that Cisco kid,
yeah,
too.
We sure know we're going
to
get him.
One thing I can't stand is to be made a fool of. Come on, let's get going.
Get going where?
After the Cisco kid. Where do you think?
And just how are you going to figure out which way the Cisco kid went?
Well, I got an idea what he'd do. I've heard plenty about that hombre and how he upholds the law and all.
Go ahead. We're listening.
Now, Cisco would do just one thing. He'd get George Keel into some jail or other as fast as he could.
Oh, get out. You're crazy.
Yeah, how why'd he do that for?
What's the point of taking Keel away from us if he ain't going to let him go?
Because Cisco don't know whether Keel's guilty or not. And he wouldn't just take Keel's word he's not guilty.
Well, yes, Cisco did say the law would take care of him, no matter what crime he committed.
Well, sure. So, Cisco's first move would be to get that hombre into the hands of the law.
Hey, maybe Cisco knows the sheriff here in town. Maybe he's taking Keel over to the sheriff.
No, he wouldn't do that. Not when he knows there's a mob of men out after the prisoner. Not if he's as smart as I think he is. He'd head for the nearest town.
And that's a town of Little Timberline.
Right. There's a shortcut trail that leads up the mountain to the pass. And right there at the pass, we can dry gulch Cisco and his partner, sweet and pretty.
Thing is, Hal, can we get to that pass before Cisco gets up there? I kind of doubt it.
We sure can't, not if we just stand here talking about it. Get your horses, boys, and let's start riding hard.
stop here and rest for a moment, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Stop and rest.
Oh, Diablo.
Oh, Loco. Got to rest now. Rest
all right, now, senor. You may get down on the ground.
Yeah. I'll do that.
And Pancho, too.
I do not think those hombres are following right behind us. Let us listen.
Pancho not here. Nobody follow.
Neither die. I'm sure obliged to you both. I guess I'd got mine for keeps if you hadn't showed up.
I'm glad we happened along in time, senor.
Sure is bad enough to be strung up when you're guilty, but when you're innocent, why, that's mighty bad.
I agree with you.
I don't suppose I'd better go back to Cattle Crossing just yet, even if I am innocent.
No, you not go back there, senor.
Well, this is all right here. I can make my way over the mountain. You can just leave me, mister.
No, we are not going to leave you. We are going to turn you over to the sheriff at the town of Little Timberline.
What?
See, Little Timberline.
Turn me over to the sheriff?
In Little Timberline.
That is what I said, senor.
But look, I just told you I'm innocent. I shouldn't have to go to jail.
I am sorry. I cannot argue the matter with you. It is not for Pancho and me to say whether you are guilty or not, but it is our duty to help the law decide. Well, let us continue our journey.
But what if I say I won't go with you?
You take some more, hombre. Get up, Francisco.
You had better go with us, senor. Let us have no trouble about this matter.
All right. I guess it's better this way.
Much better.
Up, Diablo. Come on.
Not far up to the pass, Cisco.
I would say we're almost there, Pancho. And from the pass, it is just about half an hour's ride to the town of Little Timberline.
Is there a cafe in Little Timberline?
I believe there is. In any event, we'll find some food somewhere in the town, for I am getting as hungry. Oh, what is the matter?
All right, boys, pour on to them.
Down, Pancho. Senor, quick.
And Pancho down.
Oh, my. I want to keep right on going, too.
It's afraid he would run, Pancho. We'll be caught by those other hombres. We can do nothing about that now.
You want me to go after Keel? The rest of it, come on. Let's rush that Cisco here. Here they come, Cisco.
See, Pancho, put your back against the ledge. We'll try to give them as good as they send.
I'll take that Cisco.
You'll pardon me, hombre. If I doubt that.
Hard to stand up, Cisco. Pebbles make Pancho's feet.
I'm having the same trouble, Pancho.
Come on, get him, boys.
Not gonna me at my feet. Went right out from under me.
Now, gun with him.
That's it.
Oh,
that's it. Stop at the back one.
Cisco! Cisco!
Nice work, boys. We got them both.
Yeah, we'll have Keel in another minute. Then, by thunder, we'll let all three of them dance on air.
And things look bad indeed for Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Lynch Mob. Cisco and Pancho rode into the town of Cattle Crossing just as a lynch mob under the leadership of Tim Ritter and Hals Nedrin stormed the jail and dragged out George Keel. At once, Cisco intervened, rescued the prisoner, and started with him for the town of Little Timberline to turn him over to the sheriff there. But Ritter and Nedrin and their men waylaid our friends in the mountain pass and struck them down. Now...
Oh, that takes care of the Cisco Kid and his partner. Hurry up, you hombres. Don't let Keel get away.
Don't worry, Tim. We got him.
That's good work, Hals.
Where's Cisco and the other one?
Lying right there on the ground. Ain't come to yet.
You better tie them up, Tim.
Be a lot easier to gun them down right here now and get rid of them. Save us the trouble of packing them back to the sycamores by the creek and stringing them up.
That's a new one. I said we was going to string them up if we caught them, and that's what we're going
to
do.
All right, then. Don't make no difference to me. But I ain't going to pack them on my horse. A couple of you hombres tie Cisco and his partner. Just tie their hands, see, in front of them, and they can ride their own horses back.
Hey, we ought to tie them up more than that, Tim. They tell me this here Cisco kid's a mighty slippery
hombre. Who's running things around here?
Well, you are.
All right. Then I'll run them the way I see fit. Tie the hands like I told you.
How about letting me go?
Oh, no, you don't, Keel.
But looky here, you got the Cisco kid and his partner to swing. That ought to be enough.
Shut up. Couple of you hombres take charge of this one.
Now that Cisco's tired, I might as well bring him too. The other one also. I'll empty my canteen on Cisco's face. Hals, you empty yours on the fat one.
All right.
Cisco. Cisco. Five and I can swim.
What is going on here?
It's
all right, Poncho. These hombres are pouring water on us to revive us.
That is enough, Bandito.
Poncho, think for a minute. Poncho, in deep water.
You seem to have the best of us for the time being, hombres.
For the time being, huh?
We got the best of you, Cisco, and there's no time being about it. How about us getting started back, Jim?
Just what we're going to do. You three hombres might as well look over the country, which can see of it by moonlight, because this is going to be your last look.
See, Pancho?
Pancho, I'd like this, Cisco. Pancho, I'd like to think this is the last time Cisco ride Diablo. Pancho ride Loco.
It's not a pleasant thought, Chico, but let us not give up so easily. Time to free one of my hands, Pancho. I think I'll be able to do it.
Wait, Cisco. Wait.
My hands are tied with rawhide. I'm working the rawhide loose over the saddle.
Well. Good thing they tied the hands in front of you, Cisco, no?
See? Makes it a little easier.
Uh-huh.
I must hurry.
Yeah, hurry.
Not far now from the creek. And that is where they are planning to hold the festivity.
Hey, wait a minute, Jim.
Hold over.
Might be a good idea, Tim, if somebody was to ride to the sheriff's house. We'd ought to make sure he's still tied up.
Yeah, wouldn't be so good if he was to bust in on this here lynching with a posse.
They got the sheriff tied, Cisco.
Pancho, I want to hear all of what they say.
Hells, you take a couple of men and ride to the sheriff's house.
All right. And while we're on the subject, Tim, it'd be kind of a nice night for a big bonfire, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it might be. Wanted to draw all the people in town and keep them away from us, huh?
And we'll have the bonfire. And after we get it going, we'll join you again, Tim. One Eye, you and Slim come with me. Come on now, get up.
The rest of us will keep going. Get
up!
Up,
devil, come on.
Go.
What that bonfire means, Cisco?
It means what I think it does. That hombre is planning to set fire to the sheriff's house.
With the sheriff inside, Cisco?
Si. They must believe that with the sheriff out of the way, they will not be arrested for the crimes of this night. Madre mia, can I not get them hands free?
Very soon it'll be too late, Cisco.
Rawhide is loose enough so I can get free both of my hands now. I will let it seem that I'm still tied tightly.
We're at the creek now.
Hold up, hold.
All
right, you hombres. Swing down off them horses of yours.
We will do, Tom. Why
don't you get down, too?
I don't know what you want me for when you got those other two.
Hey, that's not nice talk after Cisco saved you.
Pay no attention to him, Pancho.
You, Cisco, you and your partner, walk over here under this tree.
Si, hombre.
We'll swing you two first after Hal gets back.
Pancho, do you want to swing?
I would not worry if I were you, amigo. This hombre has a big surprise coming to him.
Hey! By thunder, Cisco got loose.
Hey, Cisco did get loose. Cisco will help himself to one of those guns of yours.
Quieto, all of you. Anybody want to draw on Cisco?
You bandido. You have a knife at your belt. Take that knife and cut the rope that ties me, compañero. And make sure that knife does not so much as scratch him. But this gun is at your back. Now, I'll take the other gun. Do as I say. Be quick about it.
All right. I'm cutting them free.
How about me, Cisco? You ain't going to leave me here with these lynchers, are you?
You're not mean to leave Cisco and Pancho with the lynchers, hombre.
Well, I didn't think what I was saying.
It's always well to think before you speak, senor. However, we have no intention of leaving you or of letting you get away. Hombre, cut the senor free.
Now, look here, Cisco.
Cut the senor free. Unless...
Easy now. I'll cut him free.
Now, get up on this bandito's horse.
Sure will.
You too, Pancho.
Cisco, you come with us, no?
Si. Once more, hombres, do not reach for your guns. Any of you. You ready, Pancho?
Si.
You, senor?
Yep.
Then let us bid these bandidos farewell. Up, diablo.
Go now.
Open up on them. Let her have it.
Sheriff's house. Oh, there. Slim, you and One Eye stay out here and watch. If anybody comes along or anything happens, let me know. Quick.
Right, yeah.
I'll get a lamp going in here. Well, so you're still here, Sheriff, huh? Still tied up. Gag still in your mouth. Huh? It won't do you no good to glare at me like that. It don't scare me a bit.
Just called around because I thought you'd like to know we got your prisoner out of the jail. And we're going to swing him as soon as I get back to the sycamores by the creek. And me and Tim decided we'd better do away with you, too, Sheriff. Just in case you may know too much about us. And we're going to do away with you like this. By smashing the lamp and letting it start a fire here. And there she starts, Sheriff.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
What in thunder?
You hombres, get up your hands. Pancho, keep a gun on them. Make them unbuckle their belts and drop them. I'm going to that house.
Cisco, I'll sure give him a warm reception.
Look out, Cisco. Somebody may be in the house.
That is just the point, Pancho. He may be in the house.
He sure is. See how you like a taste of this lamp, Cisco.
You fire in too much haste, hombre. You should take more time with your aim.
Cisco, you all right?
See, Pancho, never mind me. Just keep those hombres under guard. See, these bandidos set the house on fire. At least I suspect he did it.
Something you'll never find out, Cisco. When his house burns down, you're going to stay in it and burn, too.
You never have been more wrong in your life, bandido. And here's the proof of what I say. Santos, the fire is spreading. I set the sheriff free. There you are, Senor Sheriff. Here, I'll help you defeat.
I'm all right, stranger. Just hand me my gun belt there in the wall.
Hey, here you are. Now, let us get out of here quickly. Let's carry out this bandido. Hey, Pancho, we're coming out right now.
Old Cassius Sidewinders, I'll get him for this. I sure will get him for this. Tell me, stranger, was Tim Ritterin on this, too?
Well, there is an hombre called Tim. He was one of the leaders. I imagine he is the one, Senor Sheriff.
There's only one Tim around here. Must be him. Oh, some of Tim's gang right here.
No, no, Senor Sheriff. Pancho, not one of Tim hombre's gang. Pancho with Cisco. Pancho, that's...
Cisco? By thunder, stranger, you the Cisco kid?
Si, Senor Sheriff. That's what I'm called. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Si, Senor Sheriff. Pancho with Cisco is not one of Tim hombre gang.
Cisco kid, eh? Well, sure heard a mighty lot of talk about you, Cisco. Some of it good, some bad, but what you done right here now pretty well proves to me you're a good hombre.
Gracias, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, riding in here like you did, knocking out them varmints and rescuing me from that fire. Sure owe you a lot, Cisco.
Not at all, Senor Sheriff. But I think we are wasting time with talk. I think we'd better get out after the rest of Tim Ritter's gang.
George here, Cisco. Not forget Senor George Keyes.
Si, Pancho. Perhaps Senor George will help us round up those hombres.
You bet I will, Cisco. I sure got a grudge to settle with that gang.
Now, just a minute, George. You're still an escaped prisoner. It's my bounden duty to get you back in jail.
Perhaps, Senor Sheriff, if we capture the rest of this gang, it will not be necessary to put Senor George in jail. But we are wasting time here.
Hey, talk. While we stand here and talk, the rest of the bandidos probably over in the next county by now.
Si, you are right, Pancho. Let us be on our way. And I have a feeling, Senor Sheriff, that after we capture the rest of that gang, there will no longer be any question of the innocence or guilt of Senor George Keel. Si, Pancho.
You round up all the bandidos for the sheriff.
Let us not say we rounded them all up, Pancho. Let us say we helped the sheriff round them up.
Si, we helped the sheriff round them up.
Also, Senor Keel helped. Let us give him the credit he deserves.
The sheriff not put Senor Keel in the jail, Cisco.
Oh, of course not. Not after those two bandido leaders confessed they had killed the storekeeper. The sheriff let Senor Keel go free after that.
Si. And you know the first thing Senor Keel do after the sheriff let him go?
No, what did he do, Pancho?
He's going to have a growth removed from his head.
Went to have a growth removed from his head?
Si, Cisco.
But Santos, Pancho, Senor Keel did not look like a sick man to me.
He not look like a sick man to Pancho either.
But still you say Senor Keel went to have a growth removed from his head.
From his head?
Well, I never would have suspected it. What doctor did he go to have the growth removed from his head?
Oh, he not go to the doctor, Cisco.
He did not go to a doctor?
No, Cisco. He go to the barber for a haircut.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.